Business cards? They'd have to be really subtle, with a secret code or something. I'm working, or rather, still working, on the whole running an illegal business thing. I've almost got Martin's process figured out, but there's still some things that aren't.
Open up, it's me.
Oh, coming! Hey, Audrey, what's up? Besides.
Me, yeah, I get it. Why did you drop out of college, Amelia?
I mean, I.
Why didn't you say you were dropping out? You're still not talking to me, Em? I thought you were better.
Better. I'm fine, A. I've just decided college wasn't the right choice for me.
And you didn't think to tell me? This is a huge decision, Em. One you can't just make lightly.
And I didn't. Trust me. I can take care of myself. You don't have to worry.
Of course I worry, Em. Is that it? Do you think I don't care? That I'm too busy? You'll always be more important than any superhero business. You have to know that.
I know. Of course you're worried. I'm sorry I didn't say anything. It's just, I didn't want you to react.
React how?
I didn't want you to react like you don't think I know what I'm doing, okay? I know you're only trying to help, but you were lucky. You found your calling on your first try. Us regular mortals don't usually get that luxury.
You know, just because I can fly, that doesn't make me any better.
No, you're just amazing all by yourself, and that's awesome, and it's awesome that you want to help, but I've got to find my own way eventually.
It's just, what are you going to do now? You can't just do nothing until you figure it out.
See, this is what I mean. I know that, Audrey, and I am doing something. I did think about this a lot, and even if it's a mistake, it's one I'll have to make. Does that make sense?
No, not really. And I don't think dropping out was a good idea. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to lie to you. And I also don't like it if you don't talk to me. But if it is what you want, and as long as you're okay.
I am okay.
Talk to me.
Okay, sit down. Remember the night I came home to your apartment crying?
That's burned into my memory as the moment I felt the most helpless in all my life. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop making me feel bad for feeling bad.
Sorry, it's just Xavier complex. Go on.
Yeah, well, it really isn't anything you could do something against. I was so upset because my roommate, Martin.
I remember. Nice guy.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he's just missing. Sorry, his clothes were gone, so they just think he left. Please don't get involved. I know that phase. Please leave it alone. Audrey, please don't make this any harder.
Sorry, but to leave without a word like that, you know I'd have the resources to.
I know. Don't.
Okay, geez, this really got you riled up.
How could you tell?
Again, sorry.
It's not just that. Back then it was, well, I wasn't doing well in college. Like I said, it just didn't fit. And me and Gordon were kind of fighting. You stay out of that too, by the way. And that night, everything came together and overwhelmed me.
You know, you can always talk to me about stuff like this.
I know, you just seemed so busy and happy. I didn't want to load my problems onto you.
I'll take your problems, gladly. What's the point of being able to fly and save people if I can't even help my little sis?
I don't know. I think it'd still be pretty useful.
Okay, fair. You're better now, though?
Well, I'm out of college. The whole Martin thing is settling down, and Gordon and I are dealing with it like any good young couple.
Avoidance.
Oh, so much avoidance.
I know the feeling.
Do you?
Anyway, so you're no longer overwhelmed?
Just whelmed, I guess.
Whelmed is good. But please, in the future, just come talk to me. I want to be part of your life.
Yes, Mom. Same for you, though. You better keep me updated, or I'll have to stalk you like one of those crazy fanboys.
Don't start. It's like having needy pets with driver's licenses. I'll keep you in the loop, as tight as any lets me, promise. You'll be sick of it so fast. I'll be worse than Greg.
Oh, no.
Yes, call me Greg number three.
No.
I'll tell you all about what I was wearing, who I met, and.
Go.
Are you sure?
Yes, go. Save the world. Tell me all about it when you get back.
Oh, I will.
Audrey.
Okay, going. Bug you later, though.
Okay. That was a moderate amount of lies. I feel comfortable with that. Where was I? Oh, right. Weekly record. Ah, come on. With how often I forget to turn this thing off, I might as well just leave it running. Have evidence of how unsocial I've been and how often I talk to myself. Huh. Actually, that's not a completely bad idea. Anyway, what was I talking about earlier? Business management for the illegal business next door. To say it's a little different than normal business management would be an understatement. Marketing is literally impossible, for one. Though I don't have to sign up anywhere, and I don't pay taxes. Except I wish I could, because I'm just figuring out how to implement Martin's cover sale. The written down, legal transaction of goods. Well taxed, of course, that draws suspicions away from the fact that, well, there's a person that doesn't pay taxes otherwise. I currently do not have insurance, but from what I've heard it would be neat too. But kind of hard to get in this context so far. So yeah, that's something boring that I have to wrap my head around. Still better than college, though. This is useful stuff. Stuff that is being applied in the now. I just gotta get the know-how for now. Wow. Make it stop. In my less mind, roasting with a side of potatoes paperwork is the favor for Reaper. I've dug deep, and I've managed to confirm to myself that, yes, the Reaper wants to have his very own superpowers. Who knew behind that mask was just regular old jealousy? Reaper, sadly, doesn't have any natural receptiveness to the power serum, so he was either really lucky to meet the guy who was inventing a workaround, or this was intentionally planned. You never know. Coincidence is a fickle mistress. I personally worship at her feet. Sometimes she screws us over, sometimes she blesses us. And I'm down for some morally ambiguous entities right now. Anyway, back to Reaper. He emailed me yesterday that Martin's serum worked, but didn't last very long, and he got some slight side effects from it. He didn't go into specifics, and at first I wasn't sure if that's because he doesn't want anyone to be able to find out about it if they hack us or something, or because he wanted to discuss it in person. I really hoped it wasn't the second one, because our first meeting already faded to that weird place in your mind where the emotions around it are kinda hard to recall. Like, I remember being scared, and then a bit more confident, but I'm pretty sure meeting up with Reaper, I'll just have to start from scratch confidence-wise every time, feeling like a mouse being stared down by a hawk. Reaper, of course, did not disappoint, because he didn't go into detail for both of the reasons. Or, well, he knew I'd need a blood sample to make any progress, which is true, probably gonna take me a while to figure it out, but a blood sample from someone who's used it is going to be useful. I've put almost all my college hours into understanding this stuff, so I'm actually more confident in my abilities with this than building ray guns. Contrary to Martin, genetic chemistry is my specialty, if you can call it that. So yeah, emails were exchanged, and we came to the point where Reaper just cut through the place and time bullshit by asking me to come over to his place and meet his crew. Yep. I freaked out there for a moment, but then quickly realized that SSKM, which stands for It's Your Fault and I Won't Pity You, which, yes, the anagram is not of the English phrase, how could you tell? But yeah, I kind of signed up for this sort of thing, and I'd kind of already done it. Just without wearing a mask or costume when I accompanied Gordon. In the end, it was probably my curiosity that settled the debate. My techer, fulfilling what Martin wanted, self, and my wish to remain alive self were having. I was intrigued. Same as when I got to meet Reaper. How could I possibly refuse such an opportunity? So I daringly accepted. So now I'm going to a villain hideout. Me. An amateur techer, going by M, pretending to be a transsexual professional dressed like a mad scientist. I can't tell if I count as a cliché or not, and it worries me that that is one of the first things I began to worry about after agreeing to this. I asked Gordon for advice on appropriate attire. You know, if we're not going to talk about our relationship, Martin, or doing crime together, might as well use that time we're not talking about those things to talk about something that's useful to me. Also, it was another I'm actually into criminal stuff move on my part. He'll get it eventually. He has to, right? And then there was the part of me just wanting genuine advice. This kind of thing is harder to figure out than you might think. That part of me didn't get any good advice, though. He shot that conversation down pretty quickly, both because of his avoidance of crime these days, and because I thought I was being silly.
He never wears costumes. Apparently, people either respect him or fear him enough not to blab about his identity, or they don't survive long enough. But, like, I really don't know what to wear, though. Am I treating this too casually? I feel like I'm already treating this too casually. What if I dress too casually? What is the criminal... Excuse me. What is the villain dress code? Do I wear a dress? That's a horrible idea. I'll probably just wear the same as last time. I mean, not exactly the same. You know what I mean. But I don't expect the sleaziness that comes with the criminal meets that I've been to with Gordon. I did some research, and Reaper apparently never meets with ordinary criminals, while most other villains, you know, the guys with silly names, do. With that, and the fact that he's trying to get superpowers himself, he might as well be a anti-hero. No, that's not what that term means. A negative hero? An opposite hero. I'm realizing the word I'm probably looking for is a villain, but that term's just been watered down. Horribly. Doesn't taste like anything anymore. Nemesis? Maybe to Stargirl. Which I still don't really get. I should maybe try for that information again. Okay, so pick out clothes for the meet, manage not to faint during the meet, ask about Stargirl at the meet, do blood tests and don't completely F up the chemistry after the meet. I think I need a to-do list. Of evil. Mwahahahaha. Ha. Huh.
Thank you for listening to Normally Ordinary. Today you heard the voice of Esther Eisenberger as Amelia Travis. Audrey Travis is voiced by Clara Palmisano. If you like and want to support this show, please rate and review it anywhere you can and spread the word among your friends. And remember, behind every mask is nothing, but you still feel watched somehow.